It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country's way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And here we are in the middle of the week. The weeks just fly by. The days fly by. And one nice thing is we get along towards the end of March. My wife and my family, we're going to be able to go out to our farm that we own in North Missouri where I grew up and spend a couple weeks out there. I look forward to that. It's peaceful. And a lot of the pressure of life comes off. It's a slower existence. It's a good thing, and I'm looking forward to that. Also, as we move towards the end of the year, our school year down at the academy will be coming to a close, and our young people, 13 years old and older, will be able to go to International Convention, which this year is out at Indiana University in Indiana, Pennsylvania. And that's always an exciting time for them. We've had a good basketball season again this year. Last year we were the Delaware Valley Christian Athletic Conference boys champions. Our team this year is not quite as good, but they've been good, and they're in the running for conceivably a championship. And so it's been a good year. Life is good. God has blessed my wife and I. And you go back, what would you do differently? Not much, because my life was surrendered to the Lord. Whenever I was at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, on my way to Vietnam, and I knew that if I was going to come back, it was going to be not because of my talents and skills, but because Almighty God was with me and surrounded me with His protection. And He made a promise to me through the 91st Psalm, and He has absolutely kept it all these years. And so I just love the Lord. I love Jesus. I love the life that He has given me. And the neat thing about it is, my life is eternal. You know, I'm going to leave this body at some point in time, but I'm not going to die. I'm going to live forever with Jesus. I am a king and a priest, which He has made me, and I am a joint heir with Him, and I will help Him administrate and rule the new heavens and the new earth. That's what it says. It also says that I, along with those who believe in the Lord, will judge the angels. These were all promises that are there, which I believe, because all the rest of the word has proven true. So the question I lay before you is, what are you trusting in? Where have you put your confidence? You put your trust in the government? You put your trust in President Trump? You put your trust in a person, your mother, your father. You put your trust in money. You put your trust in doctors, medicine. Where have you placed your trust? David says, some trust in horses. Some trust in armaments. He says, I will remember the name of the Lord my God. Psalm 118, the middle chapter of the entire Bible, says, the Lord's my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. That would be you. You are the tabernacle. Your body is the tabernacle of a righteous person, because you have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so the voice of rejoicing and salvation, the voice of salvation, is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. That would be Jesus. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of God is powerful. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord is chastening me sore, but he's not giving me over unto death. The Lord doesn't give you over to the force of death. The Lord is life, see? Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. Jesus quoted that about himself. He said he was the stone that the builders rejected. And this 118th Psalm is such a powerful, magnificent promise. The middle verse of that psalm is, "It is better to trust in God than to trust in man." And then the following verse is, "It is better to trust in God than to trust in princes." So there you got it. You're going to trust in man and what he can accomplish? You're going to trust in government and what it can do for you? Or are you going to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the maker of heaven and earth? It's your call. I have put my trust and my confidence in God, and I have seen him come through over and over and over again on behalf of myself, on behalf of my family, on behalf of our church. He is God. There is no doubt whatsoever in my mind but what he is, the Almighty Living God. And I have put my trust in him. Carmen is going to sing "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms."
Safe and secure from all.
So the question comes back, what are you leaning on? You know, I can remember as a little boy, we would sing that old hymn in church, leaning on the everlasting arms. Going back to that scripture in Psalm 118, it's better, verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Now, it doesn't say that you can't put confidence in man, and it doesn't say that you can't put confidence in governments. But what it says is, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in those earthly elements, because everything that is dealing with man is imperfect. But God is perfect. His ways are perfect. He was the perfect Lamb of God. Jesus was slain from the foundations of the world for our sins, so that we could become, in God's, the Father's sight, perfection, righteousness. It's better to trust in God. You know, there's so many things. Jesus himself said that in the last days, there were going to come troublesome times, fearful times. Nation would rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There were going to be earthquakes. There were going to be natural disasters. There were going to be wars and rumors of wars. He said, all this is going to happen. But, he said, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of the temptations, the beginning of the troubles that are coming. And then he went on to say, don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Timothy, Paul says, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Even unto the ends of the earth, I will be there. Hebrews says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation? That's angels we're talking about there. These angels, they are sent to minister on your behalf, to protect you, to keep you. Stay inside the covering of Almighty God. Stay under his wings. You say, well, how do I do that? You do that by trusting his word and doing what he says to do, even when the world, even when your senses, even when everything else is screaming, don't do it that way. It's not going to work. It will work. God's ways will work. But you've got to be courageous and strong to do them. That's why God told Joshua. He said, Joshua, you have to be strong, you have to be courageous, and you have to meditate in my word day and night. Don't deviate from it to the left or to the right. God commands us to do the same thing in Proverbs chapter 4. He says, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Look straight ahead at God's truth. Do what he said to do, and he will protect and defend you. It is better to trust in God, to trust in his word and trust in his confidence, than it is to put confidence and trust in anything this world has. Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. There is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. Pastor Woodson Moore, Jesus is freedom.